Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Got Zoltan Acz on the show again. Zoltan's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, professor and director of entrepreneurship and public policy at George Mason University. And he and I are talking about global entrepreneurship. We just got through talking about the big event in D.C. that's coming up at the Heritage Foundation. This is a collaboration between the George Mason University, which is a great organization, great educational institution that I have many friends there. Our good buddy Don Boudreau is there, and et cetera, et cetera. And of course, Zoltan. And also the Heritage Foundation, which is another organization, Zoltan, that I've been telling my audience about for a long, long time. In fact, I broadcast my show from there once many years ago. In fact, this Friday, folks, I'm going to be broadcasting from the Heritage Foundation because one of these events, this public policy thing, Zoltan, that you talked about in the afternoon, I'm going to be moderating that panel with you and Sammy Desai and also David Aldrich.
That's right, and that should be a really great event because the three of us are really fun people. We're passionate about this, and we've been thinking about it a lot. And having you moderate this and make this interactive,
I'm going to try to come out of my shell too.
I think it'll be really interesting.
So let's talk about. I said a minute ago that I believe that global entrepreneurship, that fostering, the reason I want to support everything you're doing, Zoltan, and I think that's been my attitude all along, is because I believe that what you're onto, identifying, highlighting, and raising the consciousness and promoting entrepreneurship, I believe that it's the only thing that will save us. And here's why, Zoltan: you can't have entrepreneurship without liberty. And the things that will fight the entrenched bureaucrats, the governments, the politicians, the organizations that seem to be against the free market economy and against entrepreneurship, you can't have, liberty is the enemy of those people. And entrepreneurship can't exist without liberty.
I totally agree. And if you're going to overcome all that resistance to this sort of change, entrepreneurs are the only ones that can actually do that and have to take that on.
Right.
And so,
the reason, Zoltan, is because if you're an entrepreneur, you got everything at stake. Nobody's giving you anything. You're
nobody's
scratching it out on your own. And so you're a fighter.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
Are you seeing this kind of awareness, awakening, in your Jedi report? Talk to us about
that. See, what happened once you got the internet, see, before that, people sort of didn't even really know what entrepreneurship was anymore around the world because it had been stamped out. It had been pushed in the back. Same thing with liberty. Same thing with democracy. And, the internet is the great equalizer.
Right.
Everybody can look at it and they hear you. They can write your shows in China, in Mongolia.
Right.
All over the world, and people say, wow, if you let people do things, the world can change. And so the genie, I think, has been let out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember, it's hard to put it back in the bottle.
That's right.
And so everywhere people see that, gee, you could change your own life. You can do this. And that's why the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor is this really interesting invention, because for the first time, we're going to be able to track this and make recommendations to governments, even if they don't want to do it, what will make a difference. But if the democratic process, gets traction around the world, then citizens and entrepreneurs will start saying, hey, we want to start changing to make it easier for us to be entrepreneurs in our country, our city, in our region. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Freedom and liberty are natural. We talked, you and I, in the previous segment, talked about what's natural, what's not natural. The desire for humans to be, to want to be, have freedom and liberty, that's natural.
I think they're learned.
You do?
And I think the education system has a huge role.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can argue that authoritarianism is natural.
Only for my mother.
Yeah, I don't know. But raising, you know, there's this book out. Have you read this book written by this, you know, I should know the name of the book and the name of the woman. It's a Chinese woman who wrote about how she raised her children in
a tiger,
traditional.
Tiger Mom?
That's it, right?
Yeah, Tiger Mom. I heard about that.
And everybody's up in arms and saying, oh, it's authoritarian. She was cruel to her children. Well, children want to know what to do. And, you know, she said, if you don't let them watch 50 hours of TV a week and 50 right. hours of video games, you can raise a good child.
But
and
see,
mothers are upset. They're saying,
but see, here's, wow, where, here's where entrepreneurship fits with what you're talking about. Entrepreneurship, that woman was seeking excellence for her children.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Entrepreneurship is nothing if not seeking excellence.
Right.
Because you can't have entrepreneurship without excellence.
Yeah.
Because you can, you don't survive as an entrepreneur if you don't seek excellence.
That's right. That's right. If you don't come out on top, you don't survive.
Right.
Yeah. And so in some sense, that's exactly it.
And that's what's awakening. That's what you're reporting in your work. That's what's awakening in people all over the world.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yes. And you know, for a long time, all those people just came to the U.S.
Right.
Because this was the only place you could
practice. That's right.
I mean, you know, if you really think of it, this was the only country in the world where you could really practice entrepreneurship.
That's right. It's not true anymore. And that's what Zoltan's been studying and reporting on. And we're going to do some more of this after these messages with Zoltan Ach. After these messages, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. It rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.